Hey guys, thanks for tuning into Flock It today. Happy to have you here. On today's episode, Abby and I will talk with two of our very favorite people, Carly and Tyler. They're recently engaged and soon to be married in just a few weeks. We'll talk about what it was like to do long distance for their entire relationship and how they made it work, get all the details on their proposal as well as their upcoming wedding and the changes they've had to make due to the corona craziness. And we'll also be quizzing them on who knows who best to see if they're as in sync as we actually think. Let's get to it.
But I just wrote down a few like little things so that we don't stay on this for 2 hours because we probably could. Do you want to talk about how you and I met, Car?
Okay, I'll say Haley. We're both waiting in line for a Dylan Scott concert, and her and her sister were in front of us in line, and it was freaking freezing outside, and we started talking to each other, and we stood next to each other in line. I mean, we stood next to each other at the actual concert, and we got each other's phone numbers at the end, and we became best friends.
The rest is history. And you, my friend? Oh, I forgot to mention that I have a special co-host today.
I've already done this shit one time. Haley wants you to talk about your life together as of now. Catch up on everything, wedding planning, all of that. How's it going with Corona?
Head car.
Okay, so what? First. Wait, you're on I, what? Okay, so Tyler and I have been, we have been living apart for our whole dating experience, and so that's been since June. Let's see, I don't know, like 2 weeks now or something?
Yeah, I think this is coming up on 2 weeks.
I was supposed to go to Texas over my spring break, which was this past week. But with Corona and moving our wedding, we decided not to go. And just wait till we got married on April 23rd. And we finally found our spot to get married in Alpine. And we're very excited for that. Everything's pretty much coming together, which is awesome. And after we get married, we're going to stay at Grand America. And then the next day, we're going to drive back to Texas.
Do you know what's so weird is Abby and I coincidentally booked a room at the Grand America on April 23rd, too. Maybe we'll see you there.
That is so weird.
She's such a bullshitter. No, we didn't.
Conjoining rooms, a sleepover. Just kidding.
Yeah, you guys probably wouldn't be getting any sleep.
Kill myself. Ew.
Okay, let's talk about life prior to dating and before meeting each other. So, Ty, do you want to talk about what life was like and kind of what you were doing then and what versus what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I was going to school at Utah State, and in March of last year, I decided to take a job that would take me to Texas. And so I finished up. I had previously been working for this company that I'm working for now, and so it was kind of an easy transition. Kept working there over the summer, and I matched with this beautiful girl on Bumble. And was hoping she'd message me, which she did, and we talked for a little bit.
And what did you say, Carr?
What was your first message?
I said, dibs on your next date.
Joke's on you, the date wouldn't be for a minute.
Yeah. So I messaged her back, and we started talking. It was great. And I actually really wanted to but she was going to Argentina, and so that wasn't going to work. And I found out that I was leaving for North Carolina when she was in Argentina. And so I said, oh, well, you should message me back, and maybe we could, like, meet up sometime or something like that. And she probably thought I was joking, and so she ghosted me.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it gets better. So we keep, and then she texts me back. She's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I was got back from Argentina and I got busy and I deleted this and I just got back on. I remembered like how much fun you were to talk to or whatever. How are you?" And I was like, "I actually moved. Sorry." And we talked for a couple days and she goes to me again.
Lou.
Harley.
I don't know what happened.
And
I should have never ghosted you, Ty. I'm sorry.
I wasn't really talking to anybody seriously, but it was always in the back of my mind. I was like, man, I really like loved talking to that girl. Like, she had real substance. It seemed really nice and she was beautiful. So that sucks, whatever. And one day I was sitting at home and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna send her a message. It's like, hey, here's my number. You know, I'd really like to talk to you. And you know, I don't know if anything would ever come of this, but I'll send you my number. And I opened up the app and she had actually messaged me back. I think she
that
might have
same day, by the way.
Yeah, that same day. So anyway, needless to say, we talked and it kind of just came up like, hey, we should meet, but let's FaceTime first. And I don't think we've missed a FaceTime since then.
It's true.
And so, yeah, just a couple weeks in between each visit, a couple holidays and an engagement over Valentine's weekend. And here we are.
Okay, we can't go into the engagement yet. That's like a good segment. Is this a segment? A good part that is coming. It's coming.
Okay.
Car, what was life prior to Ty for you?
Well, it was fine. It was kind of sucky, actually. I had like good friends and everything, but I dated a bunch of F boys, so that was stupid. And I was teaching second grade. Still I'm teaching second grade. And then when I matched with Tyler, then things started to get a lot better and I felt a lot happier about my life because I had substance to it rather than just going to work. And
at me and you.
That's all.
I'm perfectly fine with
Tyler made my stuff. Life better.
Tyler made your life better. That's know, really cute. So.
Haley is a hopeless romantic in case no
I
one can catch that.
I said this before and a lot of times. I love like seeing my best friends like fall in love. It's so fun. Cause you get to like you get to watch their like I don't know, like you get to watch like the progression and like the whole story and I love that. And yeah, I guess aww. I can say I'm a hopeless romantic, but I don't want
I'm
that.
Just bitter.
Okay, yeah, we talked about that in our last episode, divorce. So we are not going to the divorce side of this convo.
But I'm just saying, like, you're over here melting and I'm not. So it's okay to have balance.
True. Okay. First, Carly and Tyler were, like, really good long-distance relationship people. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, I think it was your first FaceTime date, they were, like, doing this painting at the same time together on double FaceTime. It was so cute. Even though it was, like, sometimes we're, like, all hanging out and Carly's, like, in her own world having a date. It was still freaking cute. I was one for it.
I would like to add to that. It wasn't our first date, but it was, like, pretty early on. And Tyler had thought of that because he's like, I want to go on a real date with you, but obviously we can't go on like a real date. We're like across the country from each other. And so he was like, why don't we do a paint night? And then he said, usually like on dates, like we'll go get dessert or something. So we've been wanting money to go get a Chick-fil-A shake. They're my favorite.
Remember that.
Cute. And sometimes like in the beginning I don't get on Venmo much anymore, but like randomly I would see like they just Venmo each other like Cafe Rio on me. Carly loves Cafe Rio. Whatever. Chick-fil-A on me. Oh, cute. There's hope for us. Okay. Let's talk about your first date. And well, I guess first real live virtual date. Or not virtual date, which was actually your first time meeting in real life. Ty, do you want to talk about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it ended up being our first vacation together.
Just and our first sleepover together.
Yeah.
We had a lot of firsts that night.
We had a lot of firsts.
Yeah.
So she invited me to Lake Powell with her family, or Kenzie's family, her in-laws. And of course I said yes. So I made it happen, got a plane or a ticket booked, and got off the plane and saw this girl for the first time, and she was even better in person, and we were both smiling like the whole night. 5-hour drive down there the next morning in a cramped little car. And then just had a couple days in Lake Powell, and it was amazing. It's a good on the way home, I've told Carly this recently, but on the way home, we stopped and got snacks like an hour outside of Provo or whatever. And she was in the bathroom. I was talking to her sister, and she was just like, yeah, she's really happy, and she deserves a guy. You know, she's been through a lot of deadbeats and losers or whatever. Hope you guys are listening. You missed out, but good for me.
Alex.
I remember looking at her sister and I was like, Macy, I'm going to marry this girl. Like, I'm going to put a ring on her finger. Like, first time seeing her. I knew.
That's a pretty good date. Didn't you say, like, before you met Ty, you said that, like, you loved him and you were going to marry him?
Yep. I don't know if I ever told you that, Tyler, but I did. I feel like I don't even think it was. But I think it was after our first FaceTime, maybe even before our first FaceTime, I told Annie, I was like, I love him and I want to marry him. But I said that to my friends a lot before, but I didn't want to scare you off. So I don't know if I ever told you that.
I think it was, we did like a staycation night at a hotel and you had come later because you were on a FaceTime date, and then you walked in and you're like, I'm going to marry him. I love him. And I was like,
that was after our paint night, Ty. I do remember that.
You had to go like late because.
Yeah.
At the Hyatt in Lehigh.
Uh-huh. Cute. And then the rest is history. You guys have gone at like, what, 100 miles an hour and haven't stopped since?
Just about.
Okay, let's go to, well, you already jumped over that when you knew you wanted to marry each other. Let's go to
basically the first time we matched.
Love it for swipe.
Well, it was for me. Carly had to ghost me a few times before she came to her senses.
I think Tyler is the only guy that, because like oftentimes we tend to prank or like mess with the boys.
He wasn't here to prank.
No, but like we could call and stuff, like the guys in between that get ghosted, but that never happened to him. How did he escape that? Oh, he's lucky.
Oh no.
Okay, let's go to proposal. Car, do you want to tell about, so you guys knew it was coming?
So there's a big backstory to our proposal.
I'll tell
it from my point of view, and I guess Carly can tell it from hers. We're gonna open it up here.
Perfect.
So I knew that I wanted to marry Carly, and I was ready to. But coming up on Christmas, when I had planned to do it, it didn't feel right, and not because I didn't want to marry Carly. It just did, the moment didn't feel right. We both had family in town. It was the first time I'd seen my family since moving away in August and or July, and extended family. We had to split up times between St. George and Salt Lake, and there were like a lot of outside influences. A lot of people knew. A lot of people were asking me like, "Hey, how can I help? What are you doing?" And it just didn't. It felt like a production than it did the intimate. I don't know, the way I pictured it being. And so it was really tough. I had to tell Carly, like, hey, I'm not ready. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with us. I'm not trying to slow us down here. This isn't a red flag. It's not a pump the brakes. It's just not the right moment. It wasn't the right setting. It wasn't magical for me. And be a little bit selfish. And Carly was an absolute champ. She was more okay with it than I thought she would be. She's like, I totally understand. As long as you're telling me like you still love me, you're not having second thoughts. And I was like, it's nothing like that. It just didn't feel, I want this to be about us. And I felt like the way that everyone was talking about it, it was for them. It was for Instagram. It was for Facebook. It was for everyone to talk about and not just me asking her to marry me because I wanted to be with her for the rest of my life. And so that's why I decided to wait. And I knew that I was going to propose, and it didn't seem like we were going to line up schedules until February. And so we spent 2 weeks together at Christmas, and it was the best 2 weeks ever being able to spend that much time together. And nothing ever felt wrong. Nothing ever felt weird. And so it was just kind of more confirmation that this was right. And then I had to set up a sneaky proposal for Valentine's Day.
Lou?
Okay. So, Tyler did a good job explaining that. So do you want me to just take over from Valentine's Day then?
Well, were you freaking out when he was not, when he was telling you that he wasn't ready? Were you like freaked out a little bit, or were you?
So we actually slept the night at both of our, what night was that? I don't know. I feel like it was like maybe Christmas Eve or something.
It was one of the only nights, we spent a lot of the nights apart. You were sleeping at your mom's, I was sleeping at my parents'.
So Ty had dropped me off at my house and said like he was tired. We were watching a movie at his house. He dropped me off at my house. And then he, is that right, Ty?
Yeah, and then I knew it had to come sometime. Because at this point, I'd already talked to her dad. He wasn't thrilled, but I think he got it. And then I was just like uneasy with myself, you know, like I knew this conversation had to happen. And if I waited until Christmas or after Christmas, it was like Harley would be let down every day up until then. And if I did it soon, she might have her Christmas ruined and the rest of the break. And I didn't know how she was going to take it. And I hoped that she would understand where I was coming from, because I really did like love her in every way possible. And it had nothing to do with not feeling like it was going to work out. It's just the moment wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. So from my point of view, he dropped me off. And then like, I don't know, I like got ready for bed. I was sleeping in Macy's room with her because, I was just sleeping in her room with her. And Tyler called me like when I got into bed, I had like washed my face and brushed my teeth and got my pajamas on, and like I was even talking to Macy for a few minutes, and he called me and I was like, what are you still doing awake? And he's like, hey, are you awake? And I said yes, and he said, okay, I'm like pulling down your street right now. And like right then my heart dropped. I was like, oh my gosh, I like just had the worst feeling ever. But I also had like a weird feeling because like earlier he said something like to the effect of like something happening in the future, not like a proposal, just like a trip or like something. So I didn't feel like he was like gonna break up with me right then, but I like didn't know what he was gonna say, so it freaked me out. And then so I got into the car and I was like holding myself together. I'm very sensitive around Tyler. I'm just a sensitive person, I guess. And so I was holding myself together for a second while he was telling me, and I was like, oh, okay, like, this isn't bad, like, if he's not ready for it, like, that's fine. And then I ended up still crying, probably just because I loved him and I still wanted to get engaged, but I understood, and I think I was a good sport about it.
Yeah, she was.
Cute. So then, fast forward to February, like, a month or month and a half later, and Ty, like, do you tell that story of like the week before, or like the week leading up to it, and then like how you threw Carr off, and then yeah,
it was quite the production, I will tell you that. So I knew that she knew it was coming. Obviously, we talked about it, we had that conversation that we both wanted to get married, and being apart from each other distance wise, it's kind of like, well, you know, is it going to be this trip or your next trip? And you figure on Valentine's Day it's going to come. And so I started saying things like, hey, we should go to the ice castles on Valentine's Day. That'd be a really fun night. And I mentioned like a long time ago, like maybe getting engaged at the ice castles or something like that. I knew she hated it. It's kind of funny to watch. Dad and Macy both called me like, you know, Carly hates that. She thinks you proposed in there. I was like, I know. And like a couple days before, she was asking like what kind of things she needed to wear. And she's like, well, should I dress up really nice on Friday? Like I could tell she's trying to be sneaky and get hints. And I was like, yeah, you should wear something nice. You know, we're going to dinner at Ruth's Chris. I told her and, yeah, dress nice. I'm going to wear like a button down shirt or whatever. And she's like, okay, well, what about Thursday? I was like, man, we're movie night. You want to just hang out at home, have some, you know, some of our favorite treats, and just trying to do everything possible to make it seem like Thursday was no big deal and Friday was like the day. And then day of, it was like, I think I told her like, hey, my mom gave me a gift card. It's Chris. Let's go use it. And then that was where I was going to propose. It's been in Park City.
We weren't going to Ruth's Chris on Valentine's Day then.
Yeah.
We were just going on that Thursday. So Ruth's Chris wasn't in the picture yet. Right? Okay. Sorry.
I don't know. Basically, sorry. I was just trying to throw her off. Told her I had a gift card. Let's go use it, whatever. And then morning of, I fly in. My flight left at 5 a.m. I got in at 7. I went straight to Sundance because that's where we ended up deciding would be the best spot and then looked the nicest. And there's a really, really nice restaurant up there for afterwards. Picked out a spot, home, got all the stuff I needed to. I had to buy 2 boxes of rose petals, and which are way more expensive than I thought.
It's so stupid because it's just the freaking petal and they're still expensive.
Oh, they could cost me like $60 for a bucket of rose petals. And so I was like dead tired. I'd been up all night, basically. I got like 3 hours of sleep. And I ended up going to bed and waking up like an hour and a half later, and Carly calls me and she's like, why aren't you like away, where, how are you still tired? And she, little did she know, I had just been up like planning our engagement. I went to her school and picked her up and we hung out for a little bit. And then I brought you flowers to your school too.
On Valentine's Day.
Okay, my mistake. So I picked her up from school. We went and hung out. And then I told her that we had to switch our plans to Sundance. And meanwhile, I'm communicating with our photographer and my dad who are helping set up in Sundance, like, hey, they were stuck in traffic, and so I had to tell Carly like, oh, our reservations got pushed back or whatever. And was telling her like what to wear, and she's like, oh, what should I wear? Should I wear this or that? And she wanted to wear these like nasty mom jeans that I don't like, but she thinks is so cute. And I was like, absolutely not, like wear some normal jeans and this cute sweater. And she's like, well, what should I do with my hair? I was like, I don't know, you can do whatever. And she ended up curling it with a braid, which is my favorite. And we went up, drove up, walked up to the spot, and I dropped down on one knee.
Bam.
That is a long story for that, but it was pretty interesting. I was pretty proud of myself, not gonna lie.
Carly texted me that morning and she was like, I don't know if it's gonna happen today, but I really need you to stick a braid in my hair.
I knew it was gonna happen. I knew it, and I didn't know any of the details, but she had been sending me like a picture of Tyler's location. Like, I don't know where he is. Like, what's he doing?
Well, his location was off. And I texted that, and I think I texted it in Flockers, and I was just like, his location is off. Like, but he said he's home. And then I really did. I called him when my kids were at recess, and it was like 1:45 or something in the afternoon. And I FaceTimed him purposely, not called. And he was in bed, and I was like, oh, like he really has just been sleeping all day, because I was like, maybe he's trying to plan something right now. But once he was like, once I saw that he was really in bed, I was like, oh, there's no way that he was doing anything. Like, he's been sleeping, and like his location must have just gotten turned off or just wasn't loading or something. And how Tyler worded it before, like that he said, oh, the reservation got pushed back. He told me that, oh, I told you the wrong time. I said 6, but it's really at 6:30. So he was being sneaky. He wasn't just like, oh, it just randomly got pushed back. Like, he
Oh, I was working it.
Yeah, he did a really good job. So we went up there, and I had no idea that it was happening. And I got out of the Jeep. We were in his parents' Jeep. I got out, and he was like, oh, like, I forgot my wallet. And he told me later that he was getting it in the glove box, Ty?
The console.
Okay.
I locked it in the console because I couldn't get dressed and put it in my pocket and have Carly, like, not see it. So I locked in the console before we even left. And then just faked it.
I knew the second you said you were going to Sundance, I was like, it's happening. And she's like, should I do my hair? And I was like, yes. I was like, text Abby instantly. Yes.
But then I, like, really didn't know because he made such a big deal about Friday. Like he said, let's go to the ice castles and ice skating. And I was like, what the heck? Like, that's a lot of coldness in one night. So I was like, is he, like, going to try to do it in one place? And if it doesn't work, then do the other place? Or, like, what? And then my mom, Spencer and Kenzie had just had their baby. So my mom was in California and she was coming back that Saturday night, and Tyler told me, your mom's coming back Saturday at 7 p.m. And I was like, well, I didn't know my mom was coming back Saturday at 7. And so I was like, is he waiting until she lands to do it? Like, does my mom want to be there? Is my whole family going to be there? Like, what's happening? So then I really didn't think it was happening on Thursday. Like, Thursday was out of the picture for me because of that. And I thought he was trying to trick me going up to Sundance that night to pretend like it was going to happen. So he did a really good job.
Good job, Ty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Here we are on April 10th. You were supposed to get married on
June 27th.
Abby's birthday. And now you're getting married in 2 weeks?
13 days.
13 days. Well, 12 days and 20 hours, but who's counting?
13 days.
Cute. Okay, perfect. So then we can jump right on into the newlywed game.
I have Car's answers.
Okay, I have Tyler's. So should we have them guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's guess.
Okay, let's go every other. So you go.
Okay, and I'll go. Okay. Who is the better kisser?
Tyler.
Me.
You both said that. You both said that. Car, what did Ty say your weirdest quirk is?
Sometimes I stand on the bed and he always asks me why I do that.
He said, how picky or hangry you get.
All of the above. Okay, Ty, what did Car say your weirdest quirk is?
My weirdest quirk?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I actually don't know. Oh, that I sit in my truck when I get home from work.
I should have said that.
No, she said that you always want the kitchen light on.
I did never even notice that.
Are you scared?
No.
TV, you always want it on.
I think it's because Carly likes to watch everything in the dark, and I don't. And so I want, like, a little bit of light, and our kitchen light's just that little bit of light where it's not directly in the room. But that's how I would explain it.
Who said I love you first?
Tyler. Yep.
Who is the tidiest?
Me.
Car, what did Tyler say? This is ironic, considering the weirdest quirk. What did Tyler say your worst habit is?
Leaving the lights on.
Yeah!
Yep.
Okay, Ty, what did she say your worst habit is?
Leaving things out. Dishes, especially.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay, when I was first reading the questionnaire, I thought it said leaving Disney, and I was like, what?
Oh, it's because I can't spell.
I was like...
I was writing really fast.
I was like, you guys. Okay, it's you.
Oh. What is Carly's bra size?
Ask Tyler. Tyler?
I said, like, 34A, 32A. I didn't know. I don't know how those things are measured.
What is it, Car?
34-8.
Let's go.
Good job, Ty.
Thank you, thank you.
What is his shoe size?
13.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you most likely to argue about?
This is a fun answer, Car. You guess what I say first.
I guessed music.
Oh, okay.
What'd you guess?
I said that we don't really fight. It's usually it starts with something little, and then it's like you don't tell me what's wrong. You say like nothing, no, mm-mm, and then I just keep digging, and it just turns into a fight because I keep digging, and you keep saying nothing.
Yeah, I would say music. And not that we like fight about music. Tyler's really good about it, but like he thinks his music is better than mine, and I don't.
You think his is better than yours?
Or no, I think mine's better than his, but it's fine.
Here's the difference is when my music gets turned on, Carly gets angry, and when hers gets turned on, I kind of just deal with it.
No, because his music is like, it makes me feel uneasy, not in a mean way, Ty, but it like makes me feel like bad feelings. And so then
what is it like Metallica?
Can you demonstrate some of his music, like how it goes?
So the stuff that I play in front of Carly is more classic rock. I've played Rush, Van Halen, Guns N' Roses. All of that makes her mad.
You don't like that?
You have never played any of those in front of me.
It's okay. Hang on.
Heavy rock.
I have a video of me playing Rush for Carly and her getting upset about it.
Carly,
what do you guys play like?
Nope.
What do you mean no?
It's coming to you, hey. It's Tom Sawyer by Rush, and Carly is freaking out.
Wait, Ty, send it to me too.
Okay.
Car, so can you like what like can you vocalize like what kind of the music is? Like kind of like sing it for us, but not really, because I know you don't like to sing.
Yeah, it's like like that.
Wait, can you do that again?
No.
Tyler wasn't watching.
I can do Carly's music pretty good.
Okay, ready, go.
I was born in Tennessee, and I have a girlfriend, and she's so pretty. I got big plans for us, but I drink my beer and cold one, and I have my truck, but I'm just a poser country boy, not really from the South.
Oh, my gosh. That's not how my music goes. Funny.
I mean, I'm with her because I listen to the same kind of music as her.
And that would be my impersonation of their music choice. So yeah. I'm on Ty's side.
Okay, but Ty didn't see what Carr did.
Here's my last and final statement for that argument. What music has stood the test of time, has been around for since the 70s and 80s?
Country.
Not that country. Get out of here. That country's a fad. It's going to be on in 5 years. 80s music, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Van Halen, always be around.
True. No, okay. Queen. I would like to say that, like, Guns N' Roses, you never play that around me. You always play, like, While She Sleeps, which is fine because I know that's your favorite band, but, like, that is not the same as Guns N' Roses.
What is While She
Is that,
sleeps?
Like, Pierce the Veil? Like, straight screaming?
Yeah, some of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's angry music.
Are you an angry person?
No, it's angry music for happy people. I have a t-shirt from a band that says that.
So
they're a bunch of like Christian guys. It's awesome.
In your future, when you guys are like officially living together, are you going to be up late just like, like Carly's like screaming because the kids are asleep and you're just.
No, we don't listen to music before we go to bed.
Oh, quiet time. My gosh. So how are you ever, since you're taking her to Texas, are you going to go to the country concerts with her? Because we can't?
Yeah, I'll go.
Well, you're nice.
Do you need some earplugs?
Nah, I don't believe in earplugs.
Just have a beer and just zen.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do.
One beer? No.
Okay. Next question. Who is the better driver?
Tyler.
Yep.
Why is Car not a good driver?
She's the grandma.
I ever gone to take it though?
All right, so here's why Car is a bad driver. And it has nothing to do with her driving, believe it or not. She's not a multitasker.
Yeah, you can't text and drive.
That's a good one.
No, we're not talking just texting and driving. We're talking about talking and driving. We're talking about eating and driving. We're talking about literally anything and driving.
Blue.
Multitasking.
Tyler's better at that. Car. And Tyler always holds my hand when we drive. And when I'm driving, I like to use like both of my hands, or like I can't really hold his hand while I'm driving. It's just too hard for me. But Tyler always holds my hand when he drives.
That's really cute. So he just puts his hand on your lap when you drive?
Cute.
Yeah.
No, I kind of sit in my corner.
Oh.
Let her focus.
No, you don't. Sometimes you put your hand on my leg.
Sometimes.
Wow, that sounds like it could get a little scandalous.
Not in the car.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, not in the car. Just kidding.
Not in Carly's car.
Not in Carly's car.
Okay. What's Tyler's favorite thing that you wear?
I said anything black.
Ty, what did you say?
I don't remember answering my favorite thing that Carly wears. I said the favorite thing.
Yeah, the favorite thing that you wear that
Carly.
Oh, yeah. Right. I do like Carly in black.
My bad.
Yeah. I said hats.
True.
And I jokingly said, does that mean she doesn't like your hair?
No, I do like your hair.
He has good hair. He isn't bald.
I'm sensitive about it because I'm losing it up here and I'm going gray.
Stop. You have a tattoo?
I've got two.
Stop it. Let us see.
So this is my family's brand. It's backwards on Zoom, I think.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Okay. So
it's an S and an R for Sunrise Ranches, but it's also my dad and my grandpa's initials.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
And then I have this one.
Car's like checking out the room to make sure the room's clean.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so that says family that way, and then it says forever that way.
Cute!
That's really creative.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going to get a Carly tattoo?
I don't do names, but we'll think of something if she wants to.
Okay, Lou. You be thinking of what you want him to be tattooed on his body and where.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one.
What is the question?
Which one of you is the first to fall asleep at night?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler.
Me.
You guys are good. They are very, what's the word?
In sync.
Yes.
I can't stop yawning. Where was your first kiss?
Ty, where was it?
The airport.
Good job.
Abby said Lake Powell.
Well, then I forgot about that first night.
That first night.
How could you forget about that first night?
I'll never forget that first night.
We had a code. We had a code word because I knew she would, like, be so in the moment because she's really good at that. When, like, she loves something, she is very present. But for those of us that don't get to be in the moment, we are dying knowing she just met this guy. She's obsessed with him. What the hell is happening? So I was like, okay, Car, the next morning, all you have to do is send us a number. 1, 2, 3. But she never sent it to us. But it was a good idea.
Was that supposed to be like the bases?
Yes.
What, no home run?
Well, she insisted that there wouldn't be, but I think I probably gave her the option. Because, you know, whatever happens, happens, right? Just kidding.
What?
Just kidding.
What, no babies yet. What?
Oh, in 13 days.
Just
kidding. What?
She said pull out game strong.
I played that game for a lot of years.
Okay. Next question.
Oh. Okay, wait, actually you read that one first.
What is your spouse's most repeated sentence or phrase? Soon to be spouse.
Go ahead, Car.
What I think yours is, or yeah, what you think, what I think mine is.
What you think mine is.
No, I think I should say what I think mine is, because you said what you, right?
I guessed yours, and I said, you always say, nothing, no thank you, and that's lucky.
That's lucky.
You say everything's lucky.
I said, I don't remember what I said.
She Hold said, on, if they still won't give me a stool to sit on.
That's funny.
Wait, the stool thing is probably the funniest thing ever. I asked her about that a few days, like last week.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned you brought it up earlier this week, hey?
We had a guy come in today and help us. He was like an outside salesman. And within like an hour, he grabbed a stool and was sitting on it.
So rude.
I was dying. I was like, oh, you better get off that. Jimmy CJ is going to give you shit.
So you still haven't gotten it?
No.
Why don't you just take like a camper stool?
Because I'm over it. I'm not going to play that game.
Your ankles are going to give out like mine.
My back and my knees are so shot.
Mm. Oh, my god!
Do you have one of those mats to stand on, though?
Yeah, but when you're 260 and 6'5 and you're walking around on concrete all day checking boxes, don't really help.
That's true.
That's sad.
All good. Is what it is.
Freaking boss. What's his name? Jimmy, if you're hearing this, give Tyler a damn stool. What bill does your spouse complain about most? Like paying a bill. What do you think Ty said, Car?
Rent.
Oh, he said car payment or loans.
Oh.
I answered for what I thought Carly complained about most.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, am I confusing?
Yes, you're confusing.
I'm sorry. Okay, you go.
Okay. Ty, what do you think Carly said you complained about the most?
As far as?
Bills.
Bills?
Yeah.
Probably credit card.
Well, no, I just told you guys. It was rent.
I confused them, and then you just confused them even more. Okay, and I forgot what we were doing now.
Okay, so I should be guessing what Tyler said, right?
Yes. Okay. Which you said electricity and house rent, but Ty said credit cards for himself.
No, Tyler said car payment or loans.
For Carly.
For Carly, oh. You're confusing them.
Oh, okay, I'm
gosh,
sorry.
Let's what's yours for you?
Credit card.
Oh, okay. Well, mine's probably car.
Perf.
Okay, perf. You do this next one.
Okay, car. Carly, what's the most embarrassing thing Ty has done around you? Stop.
Maybe it was like the first time that he farted in front of me. I don't know.
I knew it.
Did you notice how she like quietly says it?
Oh, she said she hates it, but then when it happens, she laughs so hard.
She's always.
I don't laugh so hard.
She can't talk about farting. She can't talk about periods. She can't talk about pooping or anything.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Look at her. She's so uncomfortable.
Oh, I can talk about periods.
Car, what's gonna happen like when you guys live together all the time?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
She's having a mental complex over it. She'll cross that bridge when it happens.
So when she takes 45-minute showers, you know why.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
45 minutes? It takes you that long?
First off, no, and second off, let's move on to this conversation.
Hang on. I have three questions for every person on this chat.
Okay.
Oh, no.
First, toilet paper, over or under?
Under. I don't think it matters. I'm not weird about it.
It goes over.
It's over, and if you're an under person, I have to get off this call.
I don't know what way it goes. I just stick it on.
It goes up and over.
Okay.
Because if you do it under, then spiders can be on it.
If it's under, you're a psycho. Next question.
If you put it over, there's one that could be underneath it too, and you're like pulling on it.
It has nothing to do with spiders. It has to do with you're a psycho. Second question. How many squares per wife?
I don't count. I just grab.
Me too. I don't count.
Okay. Well, then I'm okay. Never mind. I'm going to ask the next question.
What's yours?
Four.
Always, every time? You always grab for four.
Always four.
But don't you use a wipe?
I alternate baby wipes with toilet paper, and it's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Wait, like, so like one time that you use it, you'll use toilet paper, and then the next time you'll use baby wipes?
No, you do one wipe with toilet paper, you do the next wipe with baby wipe, and then you finish with toilet paper.
Shit, you have to wipe three times.
So, yeah. Sometimes you get the shit of 1,000 wipes.
Okay. Look at her. She hates her life right now.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Look at her.
All right, last literally question. Fold or scrunch?
Fold.
What?
Fold.
The toilet paper?
Yeah,
I usually fold, I think.
I do too. All
right, no scrunchers in the house.
Okay, hold on. I have to show you guys this.
Did anybody watch the video of Carly freaking out at Rush?
No, I want to watch it, though.
Okay, right here.
Yes! Ew, ew, ew!
Ew.
Yeah,
it's
gross.
See? So, like, if it was over, then, like, you can see it. Like, under... Oh, that's about to make sense. Okay, well,
no, I guess it could happen for both.
Abby, what's your number?
801.
Guys, we're on video chat. What if some creeper?
787-2810.
Okay. All three of you have now got the video of Carly.
Okay.
I watched.
I won't.
That's not me freaking out. That was a nice video.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Last question.
Wait, no.
Oh, sorry. Finish. I'm sorry.
What's the most? Okay. Yeah. Ty, what's the most embarrassing thing Carly's done around you?
She consistently mispronounces things. For instance, she called a draft a drift.
What?
And
in what context?
She said that Mississippi was up north by like Minnesota.
I feel you, Carr. I couldn't tell you either.
Mississippi is in the south.
Right.
Well, there are 50 states. Sometimes it's hard to remember all of them.
You're right.
That's all?
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's hard to remember. So, next question.
Okay, so, Ty, I have something to send to you then. I'll send it to you after this.
I can do it. It's the 50 states quiz. I'll do it.
Okay.
And if you don't, you guys are sleeping in separate bedrooms on the wedding night.
Okay. I don't care where I sleep. It's what happens before that. What?
Okay. Just kidding. No, Carly said that the most embarrassing thing she's done around you is when she cried when you were doing your registry shopping because she's bugged at you.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, she got way upset because there was a shower curtain that she liked, and I saw that she had one in their Amazon cart. And so when we were scanning stuff, I was like, are you going to scan that or do you want to just get the one off of Amazon? And for whatever reason, that triggered something, and it ended up leading to her crying in the middle of Target. Like, you just don't want any of this. And you said, like, why don't we just get it off Amazon? I was like, whoa. I didn't think it was like that. I just figured I saw one already. Why get another?
Carlita.
She was stressed out.
Okay. I'm just saying we can have options. Like, we have, like.
Well, now we got two comforters.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
It's okay.
That's not embarrassing.
I don't think it's embarrassing when she cries, but she gets embarrassed.
He's gonna see you cry. He's gonna know every little thing, Lou.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that was our last question.
No, it wasn't. Who's the better singer?
Tyler.
Yeah, because you won't sing in the car with him.
Yeah, car.
Yeah, I won't.
That's so weird. I was thinking that at your wedding you could sing your vows to him.
No.
I'd probably cringe.
Coming to visit. When we can
sounds good. On
our plane.
Yeah, when we won't die of the Rona.
We're not going to die of it.
Here's a hot take. I don't think the Rona is as bad as everyone thinks it is.
I retweet on that. I saw this thing. Did you see that thing on Facebook today that said that all of these people that are dying, they're saying that this one girl said that her relative died and the doctor said he had a heart attack, but he also had coronavirus. And they said, no, he just had a heart attack. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's on there. Every day, and now they're just saying this person had the virus.
Yeah.
I get that the deaths have spiked and that there are hot spots, but I mean, for me, nobody I've worked with and nobody that I know, friends, family, or anybody else, has it or knows anybody that has it.
It's already at high risk.
So, thanks for coming on, Flock It, and can't wait to catch up after the wedding.
Can't wait.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Love you guys.